That was incredible, guys. Just hang on a second. Let me give the legal ID. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. We have just had an amazing performance from the band Come. Good Lord, thank you so much for that. That was incredible.
Thanks, Terry.
I'll back announce these songs so you can catch your breath, and then we'll have a quick talk about that. So we just heard SVK, Sad Eyes, and thank you for playing Sad Eyes. That's like our fave. Like, it's actually all these are faves. So, Last Mistake, Wrong Side, Fast Piss Blues. That's another fan fave. So, thanks for playing those. And so why don't you guys introduce yourselves and what you guys play?
I'm Talia, and I play guitar and sing.
Chris Brokaw, guitar, sing.
Sean O'Brien, bass.
Arthur Johnson, drums.
Hey, did I hear that it was really Sean's birthday today? Or you
it really
kidding?
Is his
it's
birthday.
It's really
today.
Sean's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Aw. Happy birthday. How are you? There he is. 24 today. 27. 27. Okay.
Don't die.
Man. So this is I know you're about to run out to your Bell House show. There's a Bell House, everybody, people that are listening. It's an early show tonight.
Yeah.
Right? With 11th Dream Day and Come Reunited. So this is the start of your giant tour, right? The Come Reunited tour, right?
This is the second and final show of our giant tour. We did a show in Cambridge the night before Thursday night, and then just this one in the Bell House.
I know people were talking about it on the internet about your show in Boston, Massachusetts, or right?
Okay.
Right? They're like, oh, so great, and, you know, and they're just mad that it's only New York, and you know, Massachusetts. So, what are you gonna do about that?
We don't
nothing.
We don't know. Nothing. we're not gonna do anything.
We basically we played. Matador asked us to kind of if we would play the 21st anniversary this past October, and we all thought it would be a blast and really fun. So we kind of got back. We haven't played together since 94, I think, with this lineup. Because Arthur and Sean were the original bass and drum player. And so we got back together and we had a blast. But that show sold out in like 3 seconds. And tickets, I think, were like $500. So it just didn't seem fair somehow to only play that. It seemed elitist. Only people with very fast fingers and very fat bank accounts could go. So we did a warm-up show in Boston in last September before the Vegas show. And then we really wanted to play a New York show, too, because this was big. New York, you know, was a really important place to us and stuff. And people wanted us to play. So 11th Dream Day, they just put out a new record, and they had a show at the Bell House. And it's like, please, you know, play with us. It'll be great. So that's how it came about.
Oh, that's really.
So this is probably going to be it. I don't know. We're not ruling anything out, but you know.
We're sort of playing by invitation only.
Yeah.
Like rather than going places by invitation only, we're just performing by invitation only. So.
Wow.
So.
Right. This is going to be a little more to it than just we're just kind of playing it loose and, but you know, we're not like. Going to be doing touring or anything like that, and we have nothing further booked. So,
you know what's this is a pretty historic thing. People were really excited about it. They're like, "Whoa, my God, Come, the original line!" You know, 10 years in the making. You know, so I just think, oh well. Usually, when you see a band do that, it's like that's because the label has remastered their records. You know what I mean? And it's just like we're going to support or like reissuing, and all those records are out of print. They're all out of print, so it's not like you're doing it out of we're gonna promote the album. You know, you're doing it out of just
exactly.
Sheer...
We're just doing it for the fans, man. Yeah, we don't have anything to sell. So.
Yeah, we.
No.
No. Gently Down the Stream is available on CD from Matador, and Near Life Experience and Gently Down the Stream are available on CD and LP from Domino in the UK.
Oh, okay, cool. That's good to know.
But basically, we have nothing for Record Store Day. Nothing.
It was so funny because I went to the Matador site to make sure, because I was pretty sure they were all out of print except for Gently. And I went to their Matador site today, and it was like, in honor of Record Store Day, the online is closed. You go to outside and go shop in a record shoppy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I think that's pretty cool. So that I like the very purist, non-commercial, you know, aspect. Not that there's anything wrong with trying to be commercial, but trying to, like, make a living. There's nothing wrong with that, with your art.
No, there's not.
But, I'll love to tell you, you have such a huge body of work, influential body of work, and, you know, from Dangerous Birds, Uzi, Live Skull, like, there's so much stuff, and then you actually, your solo stuff, this is your, both of your guys, both of Chris and Talia, your return performance here on WFMU. And what do you want to talk about, what you guys are currently doing, or?
Well, I've got a band, sort of solo band, and I'm on recording on the Thrill Jockey label. I've put out, like, 3 records on that label and a EP on a small Boston label called Kimchi that's now doesn't exist, but I think they still got a few records to unload. And and right now we're just working on stuff, working on getting ready to do another recording. So, and doing a few shows here and there, but mainly working on new material. Turn it over to Chris because he's got a lot up his sleeve.
Well, let's see. I have a couple of film scores coming out. Scores that I did just for a movie by Lotta Kaplan called Suspira, and for a movie by Leslie McCleave called Road. And I'm going to have a one-sided rock record coming out on Limited Appeal, and another one-sided record coming out on American Tapes, and a two-sided rock album coming out on I don't know who, sometime. Hopefully this year.
Under the name Chris Brokaw.
Under the name Chris Brokaw. Yep.
Wow, that's pretty. Anybody else want to talk about their current projects?
Do I need to step up to the mic to speak?
Say who you are.
Yes, you had to.
Oh, this is Arthur again. Wait a minute, the mic stand is in the way. Okay. I'm playing with a band in Atlanta. That's where I live now, called Super Pill, with my friends Jen and Kobe. And we have some stuff recorded, nothing out. We're just starting to get some shows in Atlanta, and I'm also appearing with the Box Heroes in the Inman Park Parade in 2 weekends from now, so look for that if you're in Atlanta. I'm Red Skull, by the way.
Thank the Box Heroes? What's that?
It's some friends and I march as cardboard superheroes in parades around Atlanta, so we've been at Dragon Con, and you can look us up. There's film of us all over the web, so
awesome.
I just wanted to mention that because I hope those guys are listening, so there you go.
Plus, there's plenty of comic book types that are out here. You've been up to?
Well, nothing musically, probably in 12 years, 13 years. I work in the film business, and I carry sandbags for the stars, basically.
Wow! So you actually just came back to a music career expressly for a career. But expressly for Come.
Definitely.
Wow. Yep. So you actually have changed your vocation, as it were. So.
He's a grip. I guess it was lying dormant there somewhere.
That is awesome. That's a pretty amazing story for you guys just to get back together just for the love, for the fans. You're doing it for the fans.
Yeah, we only rehearsed like twice, too. I mean, it's been.
Really?
It's such a natural thing with us. Yeah. It kind of blows me away. So we have, it's not like. I mean, you know, everyone kind of decided on what songs to do and kind of got together. So,
I know when you were doing that first sound check, it sounded perfect. I was like, I'll just take this recording right now. I don't, you know, but wow, so that's pretty amazing. I know you guys are like so tight, so direct. It's such a really so moving, like almost like you get moved to tears at how emotional. I mean, in a good way, like you know, and passionate the music is. So, okay. I know you guys have to go to the Bell House right now. So everybody, there's still some tickets left for the 11th Street.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, it's the doors are at 6 and the show starts at 7.
Helix's, there's an opening band too. Helix, who's a
D Charles Spears and Helix, you know that dude? It's a Brooklyn guy.
Yes, sorry, I'm like having problems with my microphone button here.
So his band and then 11th Dream Day, who are amazing, of course.
Yeah, yes.
And yeah, they're going to be at like 8 or 8:30, and I think we're playing at 9:30.
Awesome. Okay, so people, get down. Like, I know you just heard this performance. Get down there. Get your tickets. 6 o'clock doors, Bell House. Tonight, this is your last, probably your last show. This is a one-off, sounds like a one-off thing. They're not like pushing a record or anything like that. They're just doing it for the fans. So this is your chance to come out and see this legendary band. And honestly, we are so honored to have you here. And I can't tell you how excited I am that you guys are down here. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And we got to thank our engineer, Stu Rutherford, for doing an amazing job there.
You did a great job. Thanks.
And my associate producer, Paul, helping in the background. And yay. Mike there. Thank you so much, guys. And break a leg tonight.
Thank
you. Need it. Okay. Thanks a lot.